A popular Outcast production.
Another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. Hooray! It is 3:48 p.m. I have off tonight, and I am driving towards my friend's house, and I don't know what we're going to do. We're all going to hang out and stuff, but whatever, blah, blah, blah. It has been frigidly fucking cold out recently. Last night I think it was negative 15. Gross. Yuck City in general. But, sorry, I have a bit of a cough. But, you know, whatever. Deal with it. But, so this episode, I have a topic that I've been wanting to talk about for the last few weeks, but I wanted to wait until the time was right to talk about it. And I think now is as good as any time. I'm not sure in what order I'm going to say everything, but we're going to figure it out. So, I'm probably going to record this in different bits throughout the day. I have a girlfriend. Hey, look at that. I have no idea how to talk about this. So, we're gonna start at the beginning. If you are a regular listener to my podcast, you'd have listened to the various relationship episodes and the ex episode and everything else, and you'll know that I haven't dated anyone in a long time. Long time. I am very guarded on that area, in that area of my life. I don't try to date. I don't look for a girlfriend. I don't, it's just not really something that I was looking for in my life. Apparently that didn't stop me from finding somebody, which is, I guess, a great thing. I don't think I'm going to say her name, on this podcast. Not yet, at least. I know she would like to do an episode sometime, which would be great, and maybe then, we'll do names, but, we're not going to do names yet, so, just because I'm not sure, how comfortable she'd be with that. But, so I met a girl, back in, April or May, at one of the open mics that I do, Mike's No Mic Open Mic, which next one's on January 25th. You should all come, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, the Fraternal Order of the Eagles. Check it out. That was when I did my first stand-up set, and there was a girl sitting in the front row, and I was, interested, captivated by her. She was very much my, ideal aesthetic, as far as females go, so as I'm telling my jokes, I remember there's one joke in particular where I looked directly at her, and made eye contact, and she laughed hysterically at one of the jokes I told, and I was very much just instantly smitten. oh, fuck. I'm going to try to bleep out as much coughing as possible. Yeah, I'm going to say right now also, if you don't want to listen to me get mushy and talk about relationship shit, this is definitely not the episode that you'll want to listen to. I have a lot of friends who don't hear me talk about this aspect of my life ever, because this aspect of my life really doesn't exist ever. So if you're not really into hearing me talk about relationship shit and get mushy, skip this episode. You won't hurt my feelings. It's okay. I'm just saying. This episode might get just uncomfortable for people, I guess, who know me well, but whatever. fuck. So anyway. So I see this girl, and she is just wonderful, and, anyway, I think I tried to talk to her at some point, and then just, it didn't work. I got awkward, and and that was that. She also did stand-up, and upon hearing her stand-up, realizing that this girl is remarkably funny. Oh, fuck you, son. Jesus. The sun is super bright out right now, and it's really snowy, so it's really bright on the road. sorry. Anyway, listening to this girl's stand-up, and just seeing how funny and smart she is, just, again, I don't know how else to put it, but yeah, just completely smitten by her. One of those kind of, I don't know. I'll get crushes, small crushes on girls every so often. It happens. But, like, that's about as far as it goes for me, generally. And then I'll instantly uncrush myself on that person or try to find flaws and faults in them to make me not like them anymore, because I don't like having that emotional center of my brain being activated. Just kind of what I do, but I don't know. I see her at the open mic, the next couple open mics, and eventually we start talking online a little bit, just Facebook chatting and whatnot, and that goes on for a little while. I guess eventually we actually start talking, in real life. Just at various, open mics and parties and whatnot, we just kind of run into each other, and, it's weird. It was weird. I have never been so instantly enamored by somebody. I don't know. It's the words are not coming to me right now. The shit we talk about, just got really just meaningful and deep right away. And there was just kind of an instant connection that I haven't had with a person in, I want to say a long time, but almost, realistically, like, ever. I don't think I've ever just had an instant connection with somebody like I had with her. Still have, whatever you want to call it. After a few weeks / months of Facebook chats and meeting in person and me going downstate a bunch to see this person, we're now dating. It has been made official. not Facebook official, because Facebook's for assholes. follow me on Facebook. Look me up at Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. but yeah, I have no need for Facebook to be like, oh, look, I have a girlfriend. I don't know. I've been feeling some feels that I haven't felt in a long fucking time. And it's weird, and it's awkward at times, and sometimes I'm not really sure how to deal with things, and it's completely wonderful all at the same time. I'm going to try not to, I'm trying to think of how to think of put it. I'm going to try not to butter anybody's bread throughout this episode, so to speak. I could just completely go on and gush over this girl for a long time. I could do a whole episode on that and make it a long episode. But I don't know if that would be enjoyable to listen to for anybody. I should describe, I guess, what... I don't know. I don't even know how to do this episode, really. This is just going to be a lot of mumbling. The kind of things I look for in a person are... I like somebody who I can intellectually connect with. I'm not a complete dummy, I guess. Even though I try to act like I am sometimes. But I'm not. I'm a smart kid. I want somebody who I can talk to and have a good conversation with and have meaning to what I'm saying and listening to, and I don't know, as I'm just completely rambling here incoherently, but funny humor. I look for humor in my life. It's one of my favorite things, is to laugh, and I am instantly attracted to people who can make me laugh, and she does. Just uncannily so. Just cracks me up. I'm getting a little choked up, but sorry. What can I say? I am very much... I have very much fallen for this girl, and there are difficult parts to it right now. One being that I live around 2 hours away from where she does, which I've been trying to remedy that situation in the last few weeks. And it looks like it's working somewhat so far. I might be moving back down to the area where she lives fairly soon, which I'm pretty excited for. For a plethora of reasons. One obviously being her, two being back to where I'm from with all my old friends, and three, this podcast will get a lot better because I'll have a lot more guest episodes. So a lot of reasons why I'd like to move, but she is a big reason. Blah blah blah. Oh, fuck. I'm not sure where to go with this episode. So, we're going to take a quick break and talk more about relationship stuff and in my head stuff. And, So, here's that awful commercial that everyone hates. Hooray!
Hey, guys. I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to Amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh, God, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money, and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
And we're back. It is merely seconds for you, and it is now midnight 40 for me. It's been like 8 hours, or I don't know how long it's been. But anyway, back to relationship talk and fun stuff. Blah, where to go from here? So, in my head, I keep asking myself, how the fuck did I get so lucky? I don't know. How did I find myself in this relationship? One thing that I have done that I have never done with anybody, really, not someone who I've had the squishies for, the mushies, the whatever you want to call it. I kind of decided I'm just going to be as open and honest with her as possible. Like, if I'm thinking something that I think she should know, even if I think it's going to make me look like a dick, or if it's going to hurt her feelings, or if it's going to hurt my feelings, or blah, what the fuck ever, doesn't fucking matter. If I'm just thinking a thought, I will say it. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I like to think it's a good thing. And it's been working so far, and it's worked out all right. I try to get her to do the same, and I'm pretty sure she has so far. Not like I had to coax her into it. Like, she's pretty fucking honest as it is. That's kind of why I like her. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I know I am uncomfortably honest with most of the world as it is. It's just kind of what I do. If you listen to this podcast and you're a regular listener, you already know that. I've probably said things about myself that have made many people uncomfortable. But that's what I do. I'm an open book. I like to, I don't like to hide things from people, I guess, most times. With the exception of relationship shit, which is weird. Like, if I have feelings for a girl, generally, if I actually really want it, if I want to see it through, which is very rare, but if I do, I will tell her and tell her alone. That is it. I don't really talk about this kind of shit with other people. When I'm in a relationship, I don't really talk about it with other people. And I'm going to change that. I have been changing that. I don't know why. I just think it's, I don't know. In my life right now, I think it's best to be open and honest with the world. So here we are. Yeah. Oof. I've been really mushy today, man. Like, I'm telling you, I've had the squishies real bad. it sucks living so fucking far away and only being able to see this person, like, once a week or once every 2 weeks. It's fucking rough. I really hope my transfer goes through and I get to move back closer to where I want to be. That would be nice. But yeah, fears. I'm going to talk about some of the fears I have with relationships in general. Not just this one, but in general. I have put a lot of walls up, I guess, throughout my years. I guess everyone has. But I think I put a few more up than normal, maybe. I don't like the idea of getting emotionally hurt. I'm a very emotional person. Overly emotional, some would say. I don't like putting myself out there. I don't like giving someone else the opportunity to just fucking destroy me. But fuck it. I don't know. It's really rare. Like, really rare. Like, it hasn't happened in the last 7 years, rare. that I have found someone that I thought, you know, this is worth it. This is worth the possibility of getting just crushed to fucking pieces. I know it could happen, and, you know, that's life, I guess. I don't know, I have abandonment issues. I'm afraid of being left. I'm, you know, I don't know how normal that is. I guess that's pretty normal for people, but I guess some people have more issues than others, and that's my thing. but yeah, again, as I was telling one of my friends when I was, I don't know, I have a very select few friends that I told about everything as everything was going on, and just talking to people and being like, hey, am I fucking crazy, or what the hell's going on here? Is this normal? Am I normal? Help. Help. I need an adult. But, yeah, a good friend of mine, after we talked about everything before it all kind of, before everything was really made official and everything, yeah, that's kind of what I came to. You know, if I knew going into it that everything was just going to get fucked up, I was going to be crushed, the world is going to suck for a while, inevitably, I'd still go into it, because I think I would regret, I know I would regret not trying more. So here I am. Now I have a girlfriend. I'm in a relationship. It's odd to say that. It just feels weird hearing me say it, because it's not something I do very often. I'm just wondering how many people are even going to listen to this at all. Hear me get all mushy. Talk about feelings. but whatever, fuck them. In the last month or two, I've been incredibly happy. It's weird. I'm generally a pretty depressed person, and I won't say I don't have a little moment here and there of just downness, but I don't know. I've been really, really fucking in a good place, and I like where it's at, and I like where I'm at, and I like where she's at, and everything just kind of seems cool right now. I'm hoping it stays that way. I don't really foresee it not. So, I guess that's a good thing. Blah. Man. I just have, there's like so many things I want to say. I just don't know where to say, or what to say, or how to say them. Or not just to go just overboard and just butter her bread to death. Pretty sure she's going to listen to this, so. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Driving home. But yeah, so. Just gonna sum everything up. So yeah, so. I have a girlfriend. Haven't had one in a long time. By choice. I choose not to date regularly. Because. I just don't, I don't know. I also have issues where I feel I'm a bad boyfriend sometimes. And I know, like, if you've listened to the X episode, you already know that. If you haven't listened to the X episode, go back to that one. I don't know what number it was. It's probably about 10 episodes ago or so. It's just titled Meet the Exes, in which I talked to three ex-girlfriends, two of which at a conversation together, like in the same room, and I try to discuss why I'm a bad person and what I suck at. And when talking to them, apparently they don't have that same view of me, which I guess is nice. Not that I really thought they did, but, like, I don't know. Meh, you know. It's in the back of my head somewhere that I'm just a piece of shit. And, I have recently kind of gotten, I've actually been kind of a cocky asshole lately, I think. I think my ego is growing, because, like, I don't know, if, I don't know. Say you have this human being that you think is just the fucking, the bee's knees, you know, like, just the coolest, fucking human possible, and then they think you are the coolest human possible, what does that mean about you? That's kind of where, like, my head's been recently. I've just kind of been on an ego trip, I think, a little bit. Which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I suppose being, and I guess probably, for me, an ego trip to me, or how do I word that? For someone who thinks they are a giant turd, for them to consider themselves to have an ego trip, they probably still think they're just slightly less of a giant turd as opposed to someone with a real ego trip. So, whatever. What are you going to say? I don't know how to word. Words, man. They're not working right now. Shitballs. I'm getting tongue-tied. But, yes, I don't know. I think this girl is pretty much the coolest fucking person I've ever met. And, for one reason or another, she kind of thinks I'm that also. So, I guess that makes me pretty fucking cool. Pretty much awesome. Ugh. Oh, I feel gross saying that. Ooh. I feel dirty. Blah. So, where else? What else did I want to go over real quick? Yep. I have a girlfriend. Shit's neat. And new-ish. It feels new. It feels very new. It feels like something I haven't done kind of ever, even though I have. But very few times, and very long ago, I was much younger the last time I had a mutual relationship kind of thing going on. So yeah, it just feels new. And it's a good new. It feels different. It's like a very pleasant change. I'm not really, I'm not a person who fears change, I don't think. Sometimes I get comfortable, and in my depression, I find a lack of, ambition to change where I'm at. Lately, that's been such not the case. I have had much ambition to do everything, and, I don't know. I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's because of her or if that's just where I'm at in life. I'm not really sure where I'm at, but I don't know. I just feel my life is changing, and I think it's in a good way right now. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the next day recently. Just, I don't know. That's also kind of new. Boy, I think I'm kind of being a downer now. Oof. I'm actually quite happy. I'm kind of just a ball of fun right now, really. So, yeah. So, today is, I guess today now, since it's past midnight, it's now technically Sunday. This episode will come out tonight at midnight. And I will be going back down to... if I'm going to bleep that out. I'm going to be going back down home... ish. On Wednesday to hang out with my girlfriend. Oof. That word is still weird. It's still a weird word, man. Words kind of weird me out sometimes. And it's not like a thing like I'm not weirded out to say words. I'm weirded out for other people to hear them. I think people, I don't know, I'm always afraid I'm going to say something I shouldn't say to people. Like, I use the term lady friend a lot, because lady friend doesn't have the connotation that girlfriend has. She is not my lady friend. We are, like, a thing, an item, a couple, a partner's ship, whatever. You get it. There's just, I don't know, there's words that creep me out. And, again, I love the word. I think it's fucking great. But I just feel weird using it sometimes. Yeah. Wah wah. So. Oh shit. Sorry, buddy. I'm even you. So yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. That is, like I said, the last couple weeks, I think I've mentioned once or twice, I have some things to talk about, and I don't want to talk about them because nothing, it wasn't the right timing. Well, fuck it. I guess now is the right timing. So, there you have it. There is a new aspect to my life, and I'm enjoying it a lot right now. And I can't wait to see where it goes and what the future holds. And I'm optimistic about a lot of things that I'm normally very not optimistic about. So, I think that's all for now. Gonna end this one, I think. Yeah, fuck it. So, I have some plugs. The usuals, you know, look me up on Facebook, Mixing Up With My Carpenter, mixupwithmycarpenter@gmail.com if you want to email me. Get at me on Snapchat, MIUWMC. Call my Google Voice, 702-PODCUNT. Good number. Blah, blah, blah. Follow me on Twitter, @MikesShit. MikesShit. Mike's Shit. And last but not least, check me out on iTunes. I'm not sure how you find this. There's a couple, actually there's more than a couple, there's a shit ton of ways to download this podcast, but yeah, check me out on iTunes, go to my page on iTunes, and rate, review, subscribe, give me some 5 stars, you know, get the word out of if you enjoy this shit. Like I said, hopefully I'll be moving soon, and if I do, there will be much better episodes coming. Oh, I can't fucking wait. Jesus goddamn Christ, I cannot wait to do fucking guest episodes again. Living in the middle of fucking nowhere and being a goddamn broke son of a bitch all the time and not being able to see people who are interesting and have good conversations with me and shit, it is a drag, and this podcast has been going downhill, but hopefully it'll be going uphill soon. And guest episodes, they are coming. I cannot wait. Oh, the guest episodes. They're such my favorite thing. I love them. But so that's all for now. So, Mystery Girl, for now, if you're listening to this, I hope I didn't say anything that made you uncomfortable. The rest of everybody else who listened to this, I hope, if you're still listening, you can put up with my mushy horse shit for a while. Because that's, fuck it. No, deal with it. Boom. Boom. So yeah, that's all for now. Thanks for listening, guys. Peace. Yay.